This is a podfic of Ulterior Motives by Molly Mee. It's rated 10 and up audiences. No archive warnings apply. The original summary. Lewis is determined to find the source of a song that had taken the internet by storm. Unfortunately, he doesn't realise that doing so would result in knowing things about his dad's past that he never wished to know. AKA, Ed and Steed made porn in the 80s and their kids find out. The notes give a bit of context, so I'll read those as well. Some context for those who maybe aren't as chronically online as me. Earlier this year, there was a short clip of a song, then referred to as Everyone Knows That, that went viral, especially on TikTok, and for months people were trying to find the source, but in the end it turned out it was from porn. And the reason only a very short clip was originally released was because it was the only part of the song that didn't have the actors moaning over the top of it. Anyway, of course my brain rot decided to OFMDify it, and here we are. Enjoy and don't take this too seriously. I've recorded this podfic for Barking in Moonglow, who donated extra to the OFMD Craft Fair and picked this one out. Thank you! Lewis sighed as he shut his laptop closed with a huff, unable to feel anything but complete defeat. Another day, another failure. He'd been so sure this would be it this time. His laptop hadn't even been closed for 30 seconds before he pulled out his phone as he got into bed. He knew he should have been asleep hours ago. He could already see it was almost 4 a.m, but he just couldn't help himself. After all, he had a very important mission to complete. You see, Lewis loved lost media. The idea that something once seen and heard by hundreds, if not thousands, of people could just vanish off the face of the earth simply because people failed to preserve the physical media was fascinating to him, yet also borderline terrifying. This particular obsession of his was some obscure 80s song, of which only a 10-second sound clip seemed to exist after it had surfaced a few months back. The song had called to him like a siren, the catchy melody already weaving its way into his heart before those mere 10 seconds had even been over. He, along with a few dedicated others, would not rest until the full version of the song and its source had been found. Luckily for him, it was the summer holidays, and so he had no school to worry about for the next few weeks, otherwise he would be paying for his lack of sleep dearly, but until then he allowed himself to indulge in his work. He could rest when the song was found. And until then, a good and healthy sleeping routine could wait. Suppressing a yawn, he sent a quick text to his best friend Spencer, and partner in crime for this mission, who replied instantly, just as awake and chronically online as he was. Lewis. No luck. Frowny face. Spencer. Maybe it's time to pull out the big guns. Winky face. Lewis. Question mark, question mark, question mark. Spencer. Ask your parents. Lewis. No way. Already asked Elma. That's as far as I'm gonna go. Spencer. Why though? They were actually alive in the 80s and you have like a bazillion of them. At least one of them might know. Lewis frowned as he considered Spencer's message. He knew they were right. Everyone else in the group had asked their parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, and just about anyone else they could think of that was alive then if they had heard this particular song before. And since he had double the amount of parents compared to the average person, at least one of them must have heard this song before, right? Spencer, of course, was correct, as they usually were. In fact, the question of whether they knew it or not had been bugging him for weeks now. But as contradictory as he might sound in his desire to solve this mystery, a part of him just didn't want to ask for their help. This was his life's work. It felt weird to involve his parents. At 17, he craved the independence that was just slightly out of his reach, even if in a project most would consider worthless. But what other choice did he have? Truthfully, They'd hit a brick wall several weeks ago after their last lead proved fruitless, but he hadn't wanted to admit it until now. As of right then, they had no new leads, so if they were ever going to actually find this song, then they needed all the help they could get. The next morning, he awoke with a newfound determination to do exactly that. He would find this song one way or another, he thought, as he held his breath while the song played from his phone, the weak speakers of it failing to do it justice as it echoed around his mother's art studio for his mum and stepdad Doug to hear. He chewed on his bottom lip nervously as the song ended, scanning their faces for any sign of recognition. But sadly, it brought about nothing, as they both stared at him with blank faces that lacked any familiarity for the 80s hidden gem. The sound clip may have only been a few seconds long, all the original poster had given them when he'd sent the internet on a wild goose chase for the rest of the song, but even replaying it several times for them was still not enough to jog their memory. Unfortunately, after Lewis must have let them listen to it a dozen different times upon their request, in the hopes that it would bring back any memories of roller rinks, shopping malls, or whatever else it was his parents did in the 80s, but there was nothing. Neither Mary nor Doug had heard this song before in their lives. Lewis refused to give up hope just yet, though. He'd still only asked 50% of his parents. Luckily for him, he was round at his dad's place the following week, and he actually found himself uncharacteristically excited to be so. He hoped his birth father would be the key to finding answers for this mystery once and for all. Admittedly, growing up, he was never as close to his father as he was with his mum. Not like Alma, who was always Daddy's little girl. Even during that brief time she had stopped talking to him after their parents' divorce, she had always been far closer to Steve than he had been. Still, his father always knew plenty of weird things about stuff nobody else really cared about. Maybe this was finally his time to shine. He might actually know something about this song, and they could finally bond over something together. Sure enough, as he played the now very familiar sound clip of the same 10 seconds that he'd had rattling inside his brain for months now, a look of recognition passed over his dad's face as he stood at the sink, drying the dishes from lunch. Lewis's heart leapt into his throat at the sight. Had he done it? Did he finally have a lead? "Well?" he asked as the sound clip ended abruptly, his eyes wide with hope. "After a beat," Steed answered, slightly unsure. "I feel like I've definitely heard it before, but I'm afraid I can't say where. It's very familiar, though." Lewis didn't let that defeat him, though, as he continued to pry for answers. "Do you know when you heard it? Like, how many years ago, would you say?" "Definitely long before you were born, I'd say. They don't make that kind of music nowadays." "Do you maybe remember where you were when you heard it? Like, was it on the radio? Or maybe it was, like, in a TV ad or something?" Steve laughed. "Oh, I really wouldn't be able to say. I can barely remember what we had for dinner last night, let alone a song from nearly 40 years ago." Lewis at first felt the disappointment wash over him. He'd had his hopes up so high. He managed to rein it back in. This was the most information he'd ever gotten while looking into lost media. The fact that his dad did actually seem to recognise it was enough to prove that the original poster hadn't just been messing with them in the first place, like so many of his friends had feared. The song actually did exist out there somewhere. They just had to find it. Just as he was about to pull out his phone and let the forum know about this very important update, he heard the front door unlock as Ed, his other stepdad, arrived home. That's right, Lewis still had one other parent yet to ask. Ed ruffled his dark blonde hair in greeting as he walked into the kitchen, moving past him swiftly in order to give his husband a quick kissing greeting. "Had a good day, babe?" Ed asked his husband of nearly 10 years with a dopey smile on his face as he watched him finish washing the last plate, just as in love now as he was all those years ago. "Better now that you're back," Steed replied, looking just as lovesick as Ed. Ed gave him another kiss before he headed upstairs to get out of his work clothes, his steps speedy so he could get back to his husband as quickly as possible. If they weren't his parents, Lewis would have found it sweet how in love they still were after all this time, but they were his dad's, so he couldn't help but cringe at their PDA, something he'd been a victim of many times over the last decade or so. Still, impatient and not wanting to wait a whole minute for him to come back down, Lewis followed him upstairs, determined to squeeze some answers out once and for all. Besides, Ed was cool and knew all kinds of obscure music. If anyone knew this song, it was him. "Hey, Ed," Lewis asked as he rounded the corner into his dad's bedroom. "Can you listen to this for me, please? I've been trying to find out where this song's from for ages." "No problem, kiddo," Ed told him, looking up at him as he sat on the edge of his bed to undo the laces of his boots as Lewis pressed play on the sound clip once more. As soon as the first few seconds of the melody rang out, Lewis watched as Ed's whole body froze and tensed before he looked up at Lewis slowly, his usually warm eyes glazed over with something he had never seen before. Lewis couldn't help but wonder what he'd done wrong. "Where did you get that from?" Ed asked, his voice strained, almost unrecognizable from his usual friendly tone. Maybe Lewis should have been worried at seeing this other side of Ed, one he'd never known existed. But instead, he was hit by a realization as a wave of adrenaline washed over him. Ed knew this song. "From the internet. Do you know it? I've been trying to find it for months," Lewis exclaimed excitedly. But Ed seemed to completely shut down, turning away from Lewis and refusing to look at his face anymore. "Nope. Never heard it before in my life." "Really? It seemed like you recognized it, though." Lewis couldn't stop himself from pushing further, not willing to give up on the first lead he'd ever had just yet, at least not without a fight. Sensing the teen's determination, Ed sighed as he turned back towards him, running his hand down his face in frustration. "Listen, kiddo, there's a million songs out there that sound just like this. If you're trying to find this one in particular, then don't get your hopes up. It's probably on a record in some guy's basement or garage just gathering dust." Seeing Ed was unwilling to move on the subject, Lewis couldn't help but feel dejected. It was clear as day that Ed knew more than he was letting on, but for some odd reason he was refusing to say. Despite that, it was better than nothing, and he turned on his heels and headed back to his room, ready to inform the forum about his dad's very interesting reactions. Despite Ed's refusal to tell him, it was more than any other lead they'd ever had before. His refusal to say anything despite clear recognition had to mean something. He typed out a quick update to the rest of the group on his phone, letting them know that his dad clearly knew it was from somewhere but couldn't remember, while his stepdad also clearly recognised it but refused to say from where, and sat back to wait for their reactions and opinions. He didn't have to wait long, though, before the messages started pouring in. As message after message came in, everyone in the group seemed to be pretty much in agreement with him that Ed's reaction had been weird, but it's the admin's question that made Lewis really stop and think. Did he look embarrassed at all? Lewis frowned as he thought about it. He supposed he did a little bit, or at least it maybe didn't look so much embarrassed but uncomfortable, maybe? He replied back as such while asking why he wanted to know. "I have a feeling I might have a lead, actually, all thanks to you." Lewis's heart started to beat fast as he typed out a message, his excitement outweighing his embarrassment over how eager he was to know the answers finally. "What is it? You have to tell me. Please!" Exclamation mark, exclamation mark. "Lame-o, calm down. I think it's probably from a porno." Lewis scoffed at the idea before the admin went on to explain himself, almost as if he could read his mind. "You may not like it, but a bunch of songs were written exclusively for porn back in the day and were never released outside of it. I know you don't want to think about your parents watching porn, but they absolutely did, lol, and it's one avenue we haven't really checked yet. I think it's worth a shot." He was right on both accounts. Lewis may have been 17 and knew how the world worked, but the thought of his parents having certain needs wasn't something he wanted to think about, even if it was completely unsurprising based on everything he'd seen from them over the last decade. However, it did little to dampen his overall good mood. That night, Lewis went to sleep easy, finally feeling like he'd made a difference in their seemingly endless search. Despite the seemingly endless amount of 80s porn out there that was still preserved on the internet, it surprisingly only took another 2 days before their search finally yielded results. It was when Lewis was at the breakfast table, sat with his dads and Alma as he shoveled sugary cereal into his mouth at an alarming rate, when his phone started to go off like crazy, getting an influx of messages and notifications from the entire group with news that they'd finally found exactly what they were looking for. Before anyone could question him, Lewis sprinted upstairs, his half-eaten breakfast long forgotten as he opened up his laptop to see the admin had messaged him to say he was right. It was from an 80s porno, and that's why Ed refused to tell him. Lewis honestly didn't know how to feel about his most beloved song originating from porn, not when the link just sat there in the forum, untouched blue, calling to him like a siren out at sea. He was only too eager to give in to its advances. Lewis did hesitate slightly before clicking the link, though, first looking over his shoulder to check that he'd closed his bedroom door behind him on his way in before he pressed play. He knew he shouldn't have felt as nervous as he did. It wasn't like this was the first time he'd ever watched porn before. Besides, this was purely for research, and nothing more. And yet the palms of his hands were sweaty as nervousness and excitement spilled from him in equal measures. When he finally got the nerve to click play on the video, his eyes widened in surprise when he saw that the video was nearly 2 hours long. Were all 80s pornos that long? Luckily for him, he didn't have to sit and watch it all, or go skipping around until he got to the part he was looking for, as the link had been set to play at the timestamp he needed. He felt giddy as the familiar notes rang out from his computer, this time coupled with the new sound of heavy moans and grunts from the actors, as the video played on a close-up of two dudes' junk as they got it on to the music. Huh, gay porn? He wasn't expecting that. That didn't change anything, though, as he went to grab his headphones. He'd almost completely forgotten in his excitement. But as the camera panned out away from the actors' genitals, his body completely froze as he saw the faces of the actors. Lewis had been gone for over an hour by the time Alma decided it was finally time to go check on him, worried after he'd run off upstairs in the middle of breakfast and still yet to come back down. She gave his bedroom door a tentative knock, not wanting to barge in on anything she shouldn't be seeing from her teen brother. But when she didn't receive an answer, nor hear any movement inside when she pressed her ear against the door, she decided enough was enough and turned the door handle, which he'd luckily left unlocked. Sure enough, he was still in his room, and she found him there completely frozen in place while he sat at his desk, his eyes refusing to move away from his screen. "Hey, you okay?" she asked, approaching him slowly like he was a wounded animal. We found the song." That was all the answer she was given before he wordlessly handed her his laptop. She gave him a sour look as she noted the website he was on. Her brother seriously wasn't asking her to watch porn, was he? But before she could get up to leave, not wanting to watch porn with her brother, he spoke up again. "You have to see for yourself." His voice was lifeless, nothing from what she had ever heard from him before. It was enough to persuade her that whatever he was showing her was significant in some way. So, with great reluctance, Alma pressed play on the video. Her eyes immediately widened in surprise before quickly morphing into horror once she registered what exactly it was she was seeing and hearing. Alma took to the stairs two at a time, storming downstairs in a huff to confront her lying, deceiving dads for their betrayal. "Alma, is everything okay?" Steed asked, concern lacing his voice as he took in her furious expression as she marched into the kitchen with a black cloud of fury above her head. "No, it's not okay. Why couldn't you have just told him the truth? Why did you have to lie about where that fucking song was from?" The two men just stared back at her speechless, their brains not yet having caught up. "Why couldn't you have told him? Now you've gone and scarred him for life. This is not an appropriate way for us to find out our dads were porn stars." The two could only stare at her in horror when she'd finished her outburst, with Steve going completely pale as what she'd said finally sunk in, while Ed dropped his half-eaten toast back onto his plate in shock. What are you talking about?" Steve managed to get out, while Ed completely froze next to him. Alma rolled her eyes. Were they really trying to play dumb now of all times? Well, she wasn't about to let them get away with it. "Lewis found where that song was from. Does a little thing called Angels of Passion ring any bells to you?" Just that name earned her a wince from her father, while Ed averted his gaze, no longer able to bring himself to meet her eyes. "I had hoped you would never find out about that," Steve tried to whisper, but in the silent kitchen it echoed around them loudly. Despite the clear discomfort Steve had with the topic, Alma still wasn't finished just yet. Far from it, actually, as she peered down at them with fire in her eyes. "Why did you lie about how you two met? Does Mum know about this? Were you two together during your whole marriage to Mum?" The last question came out as barely more than a squeak, the fire fizzling out of her at the thought. Alma was very aware that there had been no love during her parents' decade-long marriage, but the thought of her father's infidelity, of betraying her mother for years and lying to them all about it, really upset her. That must have broken Steed out of his spell, as he immediately sat up straight. "No," he said defiantly. "I never lied to Mary. While it's true that Ed and I did know each other, I guess you could say, years ago, we lost contact after we made that movie. Isn't that right, dear?" Steed asked, turning to his husband to help back him up, struggling to explain it all by himself, his searching and pleading eyes breaking Ed out of his own stupor. "Yeah, he's right," Ed said, before he cleared his throat. "When we met in that pub after your parents' divorce, that had been the first time we'd seen each other in decades, and you know the rest of the story anyway." Ed took Steed's hand while he spoke, clenching it tightly as he remembered how he had felt that day to reconnect with the man he had been in love with for more than half his life. Steed smiled lovingly up at Ed before turning back to Alma, a more serious expression on his face. "I never wanted you to find out this way, Al, and I promise you, it was only the one we made together, so you shouldn't have any more surprises. At least from me," Steed thought. Word on the street was Mary and Doug had made a few artsy experimental short films of their own, which bordered on pornography. His reassurance seemed to placate Alma, in the very least, who had a look of relief in her eyes. "I'm honestly more surprised than anything, Dad. I'm insanely grossed out, obviously, and I'll probably have to talk about this in therapy, but I never would have expected this from you." She didn't include Ed in that statement because his involvement surprised her significantly less. She knew very few things about her stepfather's past, but from the few wild stories she had heard, it was probably better that way. "Yeah, well, I had just turned 18 and wanted to do something new and different with my life. I was also feeling rather rebellious," he said with a bit of a preen. "And I wanted to do something I knew my father would hate. He was furious with me, and the only reason he honestly never disowned me after that was he was sure so few people would see it." That earned a smile from both Ed and Alma, at least, knowing the old Mr. Bonnet would be rolling in his grave if he knew how far all that song had gone and how many more new eyes will be watching their film now that the discovery had been made. "When I met Ed during filming, I fell for him instantly," Steve continued, talking to Alma while his eyes were solely on Ed, squeezing his hand back in return. "But I wasn't out yet, and I wasn't ready to be, so I left the industry as soon as we'd finished filming." There was a trace of sadness in his voice now, of a pain from years ago that had long faded but had yet to disappear. Seeing his expression, Ed took over from him, this time in less of an explanation though, and more so reminiscent of the time they met. "I'd joined the industry about the same time too, but I stayed a little bit longer before I left as well. It just wasn't fun without your father anymore." The two lovebirds shared a smile that made Alma feel like she was intruding on something, despite the fact that they were just sitting innocently at the breakfast table. Just talking about it had made Ed remember with amusement how people had begged him to stay, how it was very clear he was on his way to being a huge name and star in the porn industry with how gifted he was, but instead of giving in, he had made claims of boredom, stating how many times could you fuck on camera before it got tedious, as a cover from the fact that the one person he'd wanted to do it over and over again with had left. After seeing that things could start getting X-rated very quickly if she wasn't careful, Alma decided it was best to bring things back to the topic at hand and went to grab Lewis, though he was reluctant at first to come downstairs and face them. After getting a quick lowdown from her, he eventually gave in, following her with a trudge in his step. As Lewis stepped into the kitchen, feeling awkward and wringing his hands, Steed began to speak. "Lewis, Ed and I are truly very sorry for what you saw. We never wanted you to find out about our past like that. I also hope you didn't think I was lying to you either. I really didn't remember where that song was from, otherwise I would have told you rather than letting you find out this way." Silence rang out as Lewis let the words sink in. This was time far more awkward than it had been with Alma. Her yelling had been infinitely better than Lewis's silence. "Sorry for traumatizing you, mate," Ed added after a few too many beats of awkward tension, and Lewis nodded, forcing himself to give a small smile, hoping to show he held no hard feelings for them, even if he was feeling incredibly fucking uncomfortable still. Now that Lewis and Alma had both accepted their apologies, they quickly made their way out of the room and back upstairs. Just because Ed and Steve were forgiven didn't make it any less weird. When they were finally alone, Ed turned to Steed. So you really didn't remember that damn song? Steed nodded sheepishly. Steed? It played on loop continuously while we had our first time together and during all the reshoots afterwards. How could you forget? I'm going to be 100 years old and still know that fucking song off by heart. Rather than looking ashamed for forgetting such a huge thing from a momentous moment in their lives, Steed just blushed. Well, I was a bit preoccupied at the time, Ed. Honestly, I didn't really pay attention to anything other than you during filming. It was Ed's turn to blush now, a victim to Steed Bonnet's hidden charms once again. You're such a fucking sap, he laughed as he leaned in to kiss Steed, in what was meant to be a quick show of affection, but soon deepened as they sunk into each other, both moaning into it before Steed pushed back with a playful slap to Ed's chest. Careful, dear, the kids are still here. Ed rubbed his chest in mock hurt. They're 20 and 17, not exactly kids anymore, are they? Besides, it's nothing they haven't seen before. Steed burst out laughing at that before he tried to rein it back in. Even so, we shouldn't do anything that could traumatise them, at least more than they already are. Steed then leaned in close to whisper the next part into his ear, sending a shiver down Ed's spine. But once they've gone to bed, what do you say about maybe recreating some of the scenes from our film? Ed's eyes shot up in surprise. Really? I wasn't sure you still had it in you. You still that flexible? Although it was meant to be teasing, his voice was thick with arousal, and Steed could already tell this was about to be a very long and difficult day to get through for them. Then again, the agonising wait was sometimes what made it so fun, as they poked and teased each other to see who would break first. Do you doubt me, darling? Ed leaned in to kiss him again, this time managing to keep it PG. Never. Meanwhile, with Lewis, things were significantly less fun as he sat alone in his room, staring blankly at his laptop screen as he silently watched the Discord move at an almost unbelievably rapid pace. He wished more than anything he could have absorbed his son's happiness from the screen. They had done it. They had finally found the song. Yet he was incapable of feeling joy in that moment. It was his life's work and he couldn't even listen to the full version, at least not without being subjected to the horrifying sound of his father's groans and grunts of pleasure that were preserved in the only remaining full recording of the song. His attention was quickly caught, though, as a text came through on his phone. Spencer. Hey, congrats, man. I hope you're proud of yourself. Couldn't have done it without you. Lewis felt the corner of his lips twitch at that. He supposed Spencer was right. It may have been ultra-scarring for him now, but ultimately an underrated gem of a song was now finally getting the appreciation it deserved. He just wished he could be able to listen to it again. Still, there were plenty of other lost pieces of media out there still to find. With that thought firmly in his mind, he set about looking into an episode from a cartoon he had watched as a kid. It had piqued his interest before, but he'd been too busy with the song at the time to bother with it. At least this one wouldn't feature his father's fucking. The end.